With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Welcome to This League Uncut. In the world of 24-hour NBA news, the snooze, you lose. Chris Haynes, it's go time. Mark Stein, it's showtime. Boom shakalaka. This League Uncut is underway and on fire. This should be a good one.
Gonna be a good one indeed. A fresh and clean edition of This League Uncut as we move firmly second round of the NBA playoffs. Mark Stein here with Chris Haynes as always. Eight teams left in the race for a title. Those eight teams hold the lowest composite winning percentage for a final eight in the history of the NBA's 16-team playoff format, which, by the way, turns 40 years old next season. And that awesome stat comes from our shared former teammate from ESPN, Kevin Pelton. You got the defending champions in there as a number six seed, two play-in teams in the second round for the first time, the seventh seeded Lakers, the eighth seeded Heat. We're going to get to all that. We're going to get, of course, to Warriors-Lakers, the series that Chris will primarily be covering in round two. LeBron James versus Stephen Curry, round five in the playoffs, starts later tonight. But we got to start with this crazy Philly game. We are recording Monday night for a Tuesday morning release of this pod. Game one, the Sixers with no Joel Embiid. And James Harden goes for 45. Tyrese Maxey goes for 26. 71 combined from the guards, and without Joel Embiid, they take a 1-0 lead in Boston. Chris Haynes, I did not see that coming at all. I know, obviously, Tuesday, later today, the MVP award is going to be announced. Joel Embiid has emerged as the favorite to win that. I think we all expect him to be announced as the MVP, but Joel Embiid, he's told you, he's told me, he said it all year long. All he wants to do is get to the playoffs and be healthy. And here he is. He's not healthy, but his guys just stepped up huge. And man, the Sixers, this is a whopper of an upset.
I mean, I don't think anybody could have really saw that coming. In Boston, game one, without arguably, well, I think, like you said, he's going to be the favorite to win that MVP award. James Harden turned back the hands of time. With that performance, that was vintage James Harden with the Houston Rockets. That's what he did. You could tell he was in a comfort zone. He didn't have to really defer at all. It was his show. And he felt comfortable. He looked comfortable doing it. And then you had Tyrese Maxey going off and being the speedster that he is and making plays, getting downhill, hitting that jump shot. Philly looked like they looked like a really good ball club. You saw James Harden talking with my colleague, Ali LaForce, after the game. And he said, he was short, but he was real candid with his response, his answer. He said, she asked, like, how did it feel to be back in that mold of the James Harden of old? He said, I was going to shoot regardless. Whether they went in or not, that's a different story. But I was going to get my shots up. So, you know, he looked like a really confident guy, man. So it was good to see him kind of back to his old ways. I know a lot of people felt like he may have lost a step or lost the ability to gain separation. But he did that, and he did it against one of the tougher defensive clubs we have.
I mean, there is so much to unpack just from this one game, because really, with Milwaukee home for the summer, before the playoffs, if we would have said the Bucks would lose in the first round, you would have, I mean, I think most reasonable people in the NBA would have said the Celtics-Philly winner becomes the favorite to win it all. But the Sixers now don't know what kind of Joel Embiid they're going to have back when he does come back. The Celtics just look like a mess. I mean, they couldn't close out Atlanta when they had the chance in game five. They finished that series in very limp fashion. And then for the Celtics to come out in this game, the day after the Boston Bruins in the same building, this ain't a hockey podcast, but yes, I am a Buffalo Sabres fan, so I do keep a little bit of an eye on it. The Boston Bruins had the best regular season in hockey history. They go up 3-1. They lose game seven in overtime at home, out in the first round. 24 hours later, the Celtics are back in the building with a city in mourning, because Boston fans love their Bruins as much as they love the Celtics, as much as they love the Patriots. And with the city in mourning, how you don't show up locked in to take advantage of Philly when Embiid is not there is crazy. But they look, I mean, they finished. The finish was, I mean, indescribably bad. And I mean, that, you know, again, it's only one game, and we don't know, even if Embiid can come back in game two or game three, whenever it is, we don't know how effective he'll actually be. I mean, what would you do if you're the Sixers? Do you now sit him in game two to give him, you know, three more extra days before game three? I mean, you've got the split now in Boston.
I would sit him because the Sixers have confidence now. And I know teams and players like to say they always have confidence, but they won game one in Boston. That is not easy to do. And so now they really do have confidence because they've seen it happen. And I would sit him. I would give him the extra rest, see if he can get back for game three in Philly. But I most definitely ride the confidence that they have right now, ride the wave, see if James Harden, Tyrese Maxey, and those other guys can step up again. And you never know. But definitely, I think there's no way, if I'm management, there's no way that I allow Joel Embiid to come back for game two.
I think we both know Mr. Embiid pretty well. But I'm going to ask you, how hard will it be to sell him on that strategy? Do you think he'll see the wisdom in it and say, yes, let me sit out here Game three is not till Friday.
It's not till Friday, but I think it's easier to sell him on that, being that they won game one. I think he gets that. Because ultimately, like he's told us time and time again, his number one goal is the championship, right? So it looked like he's going to get MVP. He's going to be happy with that. He's definitely going to be pleased by finally being able to raise that award up in the air. But championship is what's most important. So if that's what's most important, then you have to put your health first and foremost. And if that means waiting until Friday, I think he'll be willing to do that, considering the Sixers were able to get game one.
Yeah, because I do think for him, I mean, were he to win MVP, but then the Sixers to go out in the second round again, I mean, I don't want to say hollow, because like we both know, he does want that award, and it does mean a lot to him. And to finally check off that box, you know, that's a big deal to him, but he does need a playoff run. He needs a playoff run, a long playoff run, at least as much as he needs the MVP award. So, and look, we don't know for sure, but just the way that this has all kind of played out, the Nuggets will have played both of their first two games against Phoenix. I mean, they're playing game two as we speak. So, you know, when if Jokic won the MVP, you'd think that that would have already been announced, that the league wouldn't announce it when Jokic is about to go play two games in Phoenix. So I do think Embiid is going to be announced as the MVP later today. But man, what about James Harden? Seriously, he's been crushed for years for his playoff performance. He was crushed tonight for that. Did you see the pregame fit, as the kids would say? Am I allowed to say it like that? Can I say it like that, yes, or do I sound ridiculous?
No, that's fine.
What do you think? What do you think of the pregame fit?
I think David Stern is rolling over in his grave right now with what we allow to happen with this dress code. David Stern would definitely not approve of that bagginess. That is beyond bagginess. That's beyond the bagginess that we were putting ourselves in the 90s, early 2000s. He took it a couple of degrees up with that style. I'm not a stylist at all. You know, I'm just now getting into custom suits and being tailored, and you know, suits fitting your body mold. So what James Harden pulled away with, that's the complete opposite of what I'm doing right now. So hey, whatever floats your boat, him and SGA over there in OKC, you know, they're known by, you know, most of the players to be some of the sharpest dressers. You hear that? Sharpest dressers we have in the league. That's according to them. You ask people outside the NBA, they'll probably give you a different tale.
Let's say he got crushed for the look. He got his playoff history always gets thrown in his face. And then on top of all that, you know, he was seen in Vegas during this week off that the Sixers had to kind of, they finished off Brooklyn quick. And, you know, we were thinking, okay, this is extra time for maybe Joel Embiid's need to heal. And all of a sudden there's James Harden sighting in Vegas that I don't know what.
Hold up. You mentioned a sighting in Vegas. Stein, hold on. I got room service, Stein. Yes, come on in, Stein. Come on in. What's your name?
BJ.
BJ, nice to meet you, brother. Come on in.
Yes, America, this is what happens on the This League Uncut podcast. You remember early in the history of the show, when we were really a fledgling show, Chris Haynes had to stop one episode because the pizza delivery man rang the doorbell. But this is more excusable. I think we're not going to fine him because he is on the road. He is in a hotel getting ready for game one of Lakers Sixers. So the room service, you know, he's in a nice hotel though, because there was not a knock on the door. There was a doorbell ring. So when the doorbell rings at a hotel, that tells you that TNT's got Chris Haynes hooked up and he's staying somewhere nice.
A brother has to eat. Oh, but that's what I was saying. So Stein, you brought up James Harden sighting in Vegas. What was he seen doing? Can you tell me that, Stein?
No.
I had to ask, Stein. I had to ask, man. I thought he made some news somewhat with his signing. Maybe I was wrong. I thought they said he did something. I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's why
I don't know. I'm just waiting for the explanation. I don't know either.
I doubt we get an explanation, Stein. I highly doubt that. Can you imagine? Check this out, Stein. Can you imagine? Because I think this is the first time Harden has been in front of reporters. Can you imagine him getting asked that question after tonight's game?
Well, this is the playoff game of his life, so maybe it's a good time because he can say pretty much anything now, and it's gonna, they're gonna bless it. Do we need to take a break so you can have this room service meal?
No. So my best friend Terrence Hall drove down from Fresno to come kick it with me. So this is actually his food he ordered. So it's for him. I ate. I'm good.
So your idea of a way to, you know, reconnect with one of your best friends is, hey, come hang out with me and watch me talk on a podcast.
No, it's not like that. Usually when my friends find out I'm near, they just come over uninvited. That's usually how it works. And it's not like I keep it a secret. You know, there was a press release that went out that says I'm the sideline reporter for game one, the Lakers and Warriors. So that's how my friends are.
All right. That was not part of tonight's planned discussion. But like I said, I'm not sure we can say that anymore because we need a lot more clarity on the Joel Embiid health situation. But wow. I mean, Philly winning game one was not in the script. And James Harden with the playoff game of his life after all of these other interesting sidebars to the discussion.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
What I wanted to ask you when we got together tonight was, is this the year of the lower seed? Again, Warriors number 6, takeout number 3, Sacramento. The Lakers as a number 7. Take out number 2, Memphis. The Heat as a number 8, as we all know, take out number 1, Milwaukee, in historic fashion in 5 games. Boston is a 2-3, but as we've said 15 times already tonight, Embiid's got this knee situation. The Celtics have looked like an absolute mess. I mean, we knew this season was wide open, but I think it's even more wide open now than we anticipated after a bizarre regular season. Like, Warriors, Lakers, Heat, could our champion really come from that trio? I guess you've kind of been a Lakers believer now for a while, which I clearly have not.
Yeah, ever since they made those moves at the deadline. But I will say about, you know, the point about lower seeds taking down the higher season, is this the season? I think there's an exception for a few of those teams. I think there should be an exception made. Let me know if you agree or not. I believe there should be an exception made for the Warriors and the Lakers. The only team that I feel like is really in that boat of a true lower seed is the Miami Heat. The Lakers got better at the deadline. So they climbed up the rankings ever since they made those moves. So they're really a better team than their seeding. And the same thing for the Warriors. They were dealing with injuries. Stephen Curry out. So they're a better team than their seeding. The Miami Heat is really the only team out there that you can't say, well, health, they didn't make any moves. They're really a number 8 seed. And they took the hard way of the playoff play-in route to get to the playoffs. That's probably the most spectacular thing that we've seen thus far in the playoffs. But to answer your question, going into the postseason, Phoenix was my team that I said, I think, you know, that's not looking too good as of right now. I know it's only one game, but Denver is looking really good. And I think a lot of people, including myself, were sleeping on them a bit. But Warriors and the Lakers, they're better than, let me see, what were they, the 6th and 7th yeah. seed? Yeah, they're better than the 6th and 7th seed. And, you know, Philly and Boston, they were right there for a minute. And but I do feel like I feel like Do I want to say this? I'm a bail. I'm not saying it. I'm a bail. I was going to say something that was going to have me in some hot water. Why? Stein. It was going to have me in some hot water because I was going to pick a team. I really feel this way, but I'm a whole.
And judgment. You don't want to get aggregated, is what you're saying.
This will get aggregated. What I was thinking right now is get aggregated. But Stein, I learned from you because a lot of times you tell me, don't just say what I'm thinking at that moment. Give us some time.
But usually you ignore my advice.
I do. Most of the time
you
I
ask,
do. But the tip.
You ask for my old head counsel, and then you just do it anyway. I actually admire because I wish, because I'm too safe. You always have the gumption to say, you know what? I'm just going to, Stein, thanks for looking out. But no, I'm going to do it anyway.
But Stein, how many times have I said something on this pod? You let it go. And then once the pod is done, you go back to our super producer, Ryan. And you say, hey, Ryan, I think we should take out what Chris said in a 10-15 mark. Let's take it out. And the whole time, the rest of the pod, I'm thinking, like I'm weighing it. I'm like, should I have said that? Should I leave
that
it in
may
there?
Or may, that then, may take, or may not have happened once or twice in this show's brief history.
So I listen but to I, you. I listen not, to you.
I can't confirm or deny that. The larger question here, and the truth is we can't answer it yet, is has something materially changed in the league? Like, do we have newfound lasting parity? And I would caution that there's just no way for us to have that answer and know that yet. There's just no way because this season was so bizarre. I mean, we have covered this in the past. This is the 19th season in the league where you had 30 franchises. In the first 18 of those seasons, the West averaged 5.3 50-win teams. This season, there were only two. And a lot of that was because we had so much. I mean, there was just widespread injury throughout the West. And it makes it harder to judge. Like, you know, how can we say it now that this is the new NBA and it's the new way it is when, A, we don't even know what kind of roster changes we're going to see from teams for next season. I mean, a bunch of teams could look drastically different. But yeah, I mean, I do agree with what you were saying earlier. The Warriors, they're not your normal number six seed. They're the defending champs. They had to play long stretches of the season with no Steph and no Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins missed 45 games. Stephen Curry missed 26. The Lakers, like you said, that's a completely different team now. They made four trades between January 23rd and February 9th. It is a new roster. And I would actually, where I would disagree with you, I think even the Heat belong in this category to a degree because I checked with the great Jeff Stotts from InStreetClothes.com and he keeps a database on every injury in the league. And, you know, the Heat were fourth in games lost to injury this season. Only Detroit, Portland, and Orlando lost more games to injury. So even they had a very up and down regular season. And even now with this 1-0 lead that they take into MSG for game two, you know, Jimmy Butler's playing with an injury now, and they've lost Tyler Hero and they lost Victor Oladipo. So this is such a strange season. I don't know yet if this is the new way, but you know, Lawrence Frank dropped this stat last week when he was doing his season ending media, and he brought it up. Basically, he was saying the Clippers need to take the regular season more seriously than they have, because if you look at it, the last 28 champions in the NBA have been a top three seed. We have not seen a champion in the NBA outside the top three since the Houston Rockets in 1995, my first full year covering the NBA. So
I like that he said that, Stein. But who was he talking to?
Yeah, well, he was clearly, from my seat, clearly talking to Kawhi and PG. So how do you think that landed with them? I mean, that's really the question, because obviously they, you know, Lawrence Frank was effusive in his praise of those guys, and he said the Clippers want to re-sign those guys and keep those guys. But if you're talking about taking the regular season more seriously, that could only mean he was referring to Kawhi and Paul George, unless I'm completely missing the point.
I just want to get your opinion.
Great. So you just let, that's you just all. Let me get aggregated. Thanks.
That's all. I appreciate it.
All right, let's talk about the marquee series of round two. You're going to be on it, both TV-wise and writing-wise, and you're already there. Warriors-Lakers. You know, I kind of brought this up already on Twitter, but I don't think we can say it enough, and it'll be in my story that posts today on Substack. You know, the joke always used to be in the David Stern era that the dream series in the NBA offices, when they would talk about their absolute, if they could do any playoff matchup that they could, if they could really control it and joystick it, that their dream series would be Lakers versus Lakers, because nothing would get better ratings. And Lakers versus Warriors, LeBron versus Steph, is probably as close to the mythical Lakers versus Lakers matchup. I mean, this is going to be the series that TV ratings, or, you know, that TV executives dream of, because, you know, these guys have already met on the final stage four times. They met on the play-in stage once, even though the record books, you can't even find that. You tell me. I mean, how psyched are you to be on this one? I mean, this is you know, Draymond's going to say you're spying for the Lakers, and I mean,
I hope we got over that already. I hope I was able to convince them. But Stein, you know, allow me to reflect real quick, man. Like, I grew up Fresno, California, west side of Fresno, and I remember watching NBA games on NBC, and we went to church every Sunday early in the morning, and so I will only catch about the first quarter of the games that came on, and usually the first games will be those Eastern Conference games, be the New York Knicks, you know, being out in California, but that music would come on, you know, the NBC music, we talked about that, and I just remember watching Ahmad Rashad, Peter Vesey doing sidelines for those games, and for some reason, you know, as an 8-year-old, 9-year-old kid, you know, they stood out to me. And that's way before I even thought about pursuing journalism or anything. First of all, I didn't think about pursuing that until my late 20s. But, man, I am so honored, man. So honored to be doing this game, covering this game, being on the sidelines for the Lakers, Warriors, LeBron, Steph. I've covered LeBron for 10 years. I've covered Steph for, about 4 or 5 years. Man, it hasn't hit home, man. So I'm excited. I'm stoked, man. I'm super stoked to be on it. What do I expect? I don't know what I'll expect, Stein. But I'll tell you this, man. I know LeBron James and Stephen Curry, they're definitely up for this task. I talked to LeBron, I believe it was his first year when he came with the Lakers. And we were talking about these scenarios, about what the NBA, we was having just a conversation on the side about what the dream matchups the NBA wants to see. And he brought that up, Stein. He brought that up, said for sure they want the Lakers or Warriors. You know, at that time, he said Lakers, Warriors, Western Conference Finals. And, you know, this is the second round, but this is, man, I can't wait, Stein. I'm very excited. I'm very humble, man. Thank God for this opportunity, man. So hopefully I can do my job and stay out the way and let them perform.
Well, look, I'm happy for you. I mean, that's, you know, obviously that's, I can hear the excitement in your voice. I totally get it. It's funny, though, like, just we're, you know, the age difference between us, because I, you know, in of your generation, there is such reverence for the NBC broadcast and the song, you know, Round Ball Rock. But yeah. I feel the exact same way about the 80s when it was on CBS, and like the CBS music from the 80s will just stop me in my tracks. I don't even know what that sounds like. I need to go back and listen to that. Because there was, you know, basketball was, the NBA was very, very much the third class citizen. You know, baseball mm-hmm. was almost on equal footing with the NFL. And when I was probably, you know, when I was really just becoming a sports fan in the 70s, I would argue baseball had a larger profile. So, I mean, it, you know, throughout the 80s, baseball and football, you know, it took Magic and Mike, it took Magic and Larry and then Michael to, you know, push the NBA to the heights that it ultimately reached. But in the 80s, a national TV game on CBS, they were rarer. And just like I said, I would hear that. I'm surprised you actually haven't heard this like that. The 80s CBS music, like, oh, just like perfection. And yeah, I get misty eyed just thinking about that. So it's just funny. The you know, that you feel the same way about the 90s. And I'm sure Mr. Vesey will love hearing that. Hearing you say that. I mean, look, but this series, like, we talk about LeBron being, you know, the greatest 38-year-old we've ever seen, and nobody has ever aged like him. I think we got to start saying that about Steph. He looks fantastic. And it's, I remember when the Mavericks went on their title run in 2011, and I would talk a lot about this with Peja Stojakovic, who was a former all-star and a great shooter scorer in his own right, but at that point he was a role player. And Peja would marvel at what Dirk was doing on that title run in 2011. And when I would speak about this with Peja, he would say, like, Dirk, you know, we would both kind of say that, you know, Dirk is a surgeon now. Like, he, in his later stages, he knew exactly what he wanted to do, exactly how to get to his spots, exactly how to operate. And that's just, that's how I feel with Steph. I mean, he, you know, he would not let his team lose that game seven in Sacramento. And, you know, got inside more than really we've ever seen him. You know, took 38 shots on a afternoon that most of his teammates outside of Kevon Looney didn't have it. I mean, that was surgeon like.
So I might regret going on to this topic, but again, it's a
good
podcast.
Say something crazy, so it takes the focus off whatever I've said.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Stein, so now, Steph, I mean, he's gotten this recognition before, but after that performance, Game 7, people are saying the greatest point guard in history. I don't know that I have a problem with that. The hard thing about that sinking in for me is he the best point guard ever, or is he the best player to be labeled a point guard? Does that make sense?
I totally agree, because I don't look at him as a pure point guard. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I don't either. But people get crazy when you say that. They get defensive about that. And so it's like I have a hard time, like, are we talking about he's the best point guard ever? Because the point guard has certain obligations, certain responsibilities. And I'm not saying Steph, I'm going to get myself in trouble. But you get what I'm saying, Steph.
You're not getting in any trouble with me. I mean, to me, greatest point guard, like, you know, it's pretty hard to wrest that mantle from Magic Johnson. I don't think you're not going to get, like, that one's not up for debate for me, but you know, the debate is common. Is Steph a top 10 player? And I say unequivocally, yes, he is a top 10 player.
I agree.
Not only for his complete body of work, which he's, you know, after winning the finals MVP, he's won everything now, but also when you bring in the change the game factor, he has that. And, you know, Dirk had that too. And I thought that was, you know, Dirk only has one championship on his resume, but that's one of the things that I think puts Dirk in the top 20. Dirk changed his position. Stephen Curry changed what constitute a good shot in the NBA. He changed the shooting range for a whole generation. And I looked this up. Howard Beck did a piece on Steph last year, and Draymond had this fantastic quote in here, which I think backs up your point. Steph's an anomaly. He's different than anything we've ever seen in this league. He's not Allen Iverson. He's not Isaiah Thomas. He's not Ray Allen. He's not Reggie Miller. He's like some mix of all those guys. So I'm in total agreement with you and Draymond. He's not a point guard. I don't even look at him like that, especially in this positionless era. But, you know, we could do a whole show debating top 10, and for some people, they're not going to have Steph in the top 10. But, you know, I think he belongs there.
I put him top 10. Know. Yeah, I put him top 10. But is there anybody else that's in that category where we really can't give them a position? Like, they really do not hold a primary position. They're just great. They're just great basketball players.
At this point, I mean, what is LeBron's position? He's played them all. I mean, except center.
He has.
I mean, he's been elite as a one, as a four, as a three. I mean, so I don't think you can put him in a positional box either.
Well, I think most people say he's a small four, but I get your point. He's played it all.
Russell, Kareem, they're centers. MJ is, you know, the quintessential two guard of all time. And obviously, you know, he's a lot of people's GOAT. But I think LeBron and Steph, who've played the bulk of their career in this positionless era. Yeah, I'm not so hung up on player designations. But look, whatever we say, people will disagree with it. That's fine. These are all topics that everybody gets, you know, crazy mad about. I mean, series-wise, you know, I'm picking the Warriors. I'm not picking against, you know, last year I got all swept up in, you know, the Mavs took out Phoenix, and I actually made the regrettable mistake, despite having spent so much time with the Warriors for the first 3 years of their dynasty, I picked the Mavericks to beat the Warriors and was made to look foolish. Huge mistake. The Warriors and all their playoff know-how. Sacramento just experienced it. You know, how much did we talk about the Kings going, or how much did we talk about the Warriors being 11-30 on the road? And then, well, the only road record that matters is they're 2-1 now on the road, and they got two on the road, and they got two wins in Sac, and they're in the second round. I just, AD and LeBron are going to, you know, AD was a defensive monster in the Memphis series. I mean, he showed you what the best defensive player in the league looks like. He was, you know, when Anthony Davis plays like that, he is the best defensive force in the league. But offensively, he was a bit up and down. I think both he and LeBron are going to have to play at a higher level in this round for them to beat the Warriors. I just, you know, unless the Lakers others come up huge, you know, if Reeves and Hachimura and Vanderbilt and Beasley and all these guys, you know, if those guys play above themselves, I might look foolish here, but I'm not picking against Golden State after what they just did. Not in the West.
Can we give Kevon Looney,
unreal.
Oh my goodness. So I want to see this matchup, Kevon Looney, Anthony Davis. I want to see if he can have a similar impact defensively on the game like he did in dominating his matchup Udomas Sabonis, man. Kevon Looney was a beast. Oh, my goodness. The unsung hero of the Golden State Warriors.
I've been saying this one for years. Find yourself someone who loves you the way Steve Kerr loves Kevon Looney. Kevon Looney is Steve Kerr's favorite player. I've told Steve Kerr that I say this. He laughs because he knows it's true. But I mean, what that guy is an incredible story. The player that he's become after all the injuries to now become an Iron Man who never misses games and a 20 rebound machine. I mean, that's the thing. I just, you know, there are a lot of things that the Lakers are going to have to overcome to win this series. But you're lucky, man. Envious that that you're going to be right there in the middle of it all.
And I have to, my friend is getting on me right now because he was the one that was telling me I'm not giving Kevon Looney enough love. So, you know, I had to give him a shout out. My guy T. Hall over here, Terrence Hall, he was the one to put
it
in my
mind. Did you buy T. Hall's room service?
Yeah, I'm taking care of it. He got some pizza and some wings. He got some pizza and some wings. I'm taking care of it. And that's how your friends do, Sty. They come over and visit. And order room service, man. Yeah. On you.
I might just show up for like game 3 or game 4 and just knock on, ring. I can't knock on the door because you stay in such nice places. I got to ring the doorbell.
These are my friends, man. Get you some friends, man. I'll show up unexpectedly and charge you room service. Those are good friends, man.
That's the best friends in the world.
He said those are the best friends in the world.
All right, I'm going to let you and T. Hall enjoy the rest of the evening. Look, there's lots more here that we're going to get to. A Grizzlies postmortem after the way Memphis' season ended, what this means going forward for Ja Morant, what this means going forward for Dylan Brooks. I think there's a growing sense around the league that there's certainly questions about the Grizzlies' appetite going forward. Do they really want to bring Dylan Brooks back? Is that a change we're going to see from the Grizzlies? But look, we're going to be talking lots about the Grizzlies, I think, once we start moving in to the offseason portion of the show. We will get more into Denver Phoenix, which game 2 is going on as we record this. Game 2 of Knicks Heat Tuesday night. Amazing season for the Kings. I mean, it was, you know, and we've talked a lot about the Kings, but, you know, I really kind of feel like, yes, they had a 2-0 lead and couldn't convert it. But to me, there's nothing that can besmirch their season after missing the playoffs 16 years in a row just to do what they did and push the Warriors the way they did. I'm sure they're disappointed, and I know Kings fans are probably inconsolable, but I still think when they step away, that season is going to go down as a success.
Hell of a year. Hell of a year. Can't take that away from them.
All right, it was a great first round. Let's hope the second round can maintain that level. Injuries, of course, are always the thing that can throw us. And, you know, we got to monitor the Jimmy Butler situation. Got to monitor what happens next with Embiid. But both of their teams, Miami and Philly, by winning game 1 on the road, their teams have this option now of maybe they rest the star in game 2 and, you know, bring Butler back. Bring Embiid back in game 3 and hope that those guys are a little bit closer to the expected level. We'll get into all of that in the next edition of This League Uncut later this week. In the meantime, everyone, please rate, review, subscribe to the show. Chris and I will be back in a couple days with more. Thanks for being with us, everybody.
That'll do it for us. See you next time. This League Uncut is an iHeartRadio production. Boom shakalaka! Chris Haynes and Mark Stein!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com, that's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.